Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In this morning's program, Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, Donovan Stanberry, urges cane farmers to increase their efficiency. Stay tuned to find out more. And as usual, our proverb of the day is also part of the package. I'm Vaughn Davis. Good morning.
Hey George, it's which pesticide we say I used the other day? More than something to get out them white flies out of my garden.
You know, seminar really I use no pesticide again. I use some organic methods from the other day and them work good. Bring in some lizard to tackle the insect them with it that eat out my gungo peas. And I plant a whole heap of basil because it keep out the white fly them from the tomato them.
Organic method, they really work that good?
Yeah man, and the best thing is, I don't have to worry about pesticides to harm the plant them or me again. From now on, pesticides would have to be a last resort.
A message from Consumers International Green Fund Project in association with the Consumer Affairs Commission and the National Consumers League of Jamaica.
It's time for Jamaica's cane farmers to take major steps to improve their overall efficiency. That's the word from Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, Donovan Stanberry, as he outlined that major changes are about to hit the local sugar industry. The changes relate to the preferential pricing arrangement with London-based Tate and Lyle Sugars, a major purchaser and refiner of Jamaican sugar.
This crop year, 2014-2015, represents the final year of our contract with Tate and Lyle at a very significantly higher price than now obtains on the world market. There are already anxiety in terms of what will happen after the end of the coming crop, because we have to go in a new round of negotiations. And many people are not optimistic in terms of where the prices will fall.
The permanent secretary was speaking at a field day at the Holland Sugar Estate in St. Elizabeth earlier this month. Mr. Stanberry says notwithstanding the changes that will come when a new round of negotiations begin, the best bet for local farmers is to improve their farming practices to ensure that Jamaica is in a strong negotiating position.
It behoves all of us in the industry to make sure that we're operating at our most efficient, because it's only the efficient that will survive in any scenario where the prices are high, and particularly if they get lower. We can only control what is in our power to control. But what we can do is to make sure that we grow the cane well, that we get the kind of yields that we must get, that we diversify the product base, go to the ethanol, the coal generation, the refinery for refined sugar, etc. And look to the market right here in the Caribbean, where we have some protection with the common external tariff.
The permanent secretary has also pledged the Ministry of Agriculture's support in helping cane farmers to increase their productive capacity going forward.
The Aedes aegypti mosquito mostly bites during the day and spreads diseases such as dengue and chikungunya. It breeds in containers that can hold water, such as old tires, cans, drums, and are located where people gather, for example, home, school, church, or work. Look out for the containers at least once per week and cover them, clean them, remove them, or destroy them. Play your role in preventing the spread of diseases. Destroy mosquito breeding sites. A message from the Ministry of Health.
And now for our proverb of the day. Ag se de fos doti wata imsi, im wash. Translation, hogs will wash themselves in the first pool of dirty water they find. And this means persons should seize good opportunities as they present themselves. We've come to the end of this morning's program. Join us again next time. Until then, we invite you to keep up with us via our website at jis.gov.jm or by visiting our Facebook page. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Vaughn Davis, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.